This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's see what we can find out about today. Friday, March the 12th is upon us. We're about to spring ahead. Have you noticed? There are people who are already confused, and it isn't even Sunday yet. Clocks go ahead. Why is it that you think we have to explain? I suppose we have a new crop of people because there are new people being born every year, new people being mature, or trying to be mature, moving along in the age department anyway. So here we are, giving you the lesson of your life for this weekend on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here, and Jay Kirshner. Victoria will be back with us on Monday. So, ladies, what are you doing to prepare to spring ahead?
I think that this is such a stupid thing now. It is like,
it is.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
Monday,
pick one. Daylight saving
yeah.
or standard time, and stick with it.
Yeah.
Monday is the most dangerous day of the year, one of the most dangerous days of the year. It's the worst for car accidents. People have a ton of heart attacks because our bodies get all wigged out when we lose that hour of sleep.
Why?
And not
Why
only that,
is it
but
just
the
an hour of sleep? People lose an hour of sleep every day for various reasons.
It's your body clock with the extra hours of daylight. Yeah, I don't know. Enough with it already. Nobody likes it. In California, we voted to get rid of it, but people thought they were voting to get rid of it. But when you read down into the proposition, it was just giving the authority to the state legislator to decide to get rid of it. So, hello, what are you waiting for, state legislature? Let's go.
Ding, 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 ding. Isn't that one of the trending stories, Jay? The clocks being moved ahead and what it does to your body and all that other good stuff. I think a lot of people.
Yes, it is. And how angry everybody is over it.
Angry.
We can all come together on this.
Yeah, it unites Democrats and Republicans and independents.
Woo-hoo!
But you know one person who goes, gosh, they might say I love the extra hour of daylight. I do hear people saying that. But do you ever hear anybody going, gosh, I love a time change?
I love that extra hour of sleep.
Well, yeah, the extra hour is okay.
But the spring, spring not so much.
All right, speaking of what people love, I see that Mr. Newsom and his recall effort, not his because he didn't start it, but the millions of people who have signed on in California. Where else, when's the last time a governor other than Gray Davis, who was governor, about 25 years ago when Arnold became governor there 20 years ago? Who else, what other state has had two recalls or even one recall of a governor other than California? In my memory, I can think of none.
That's what I say a lot on my local show is that California loves a recall. People can get it together. They love it. And I think that's why Gavin Newsom is a little bit nervous. He gave the state of the state.
Why do they vote for these idiots in the first place, though? Aren't they good people
because
running?
Because they're brand names. See, this is the thing, is that people a lot of times will vote for the name that they know. And Newsom has been in politics here for a long time. He was mayor of San Francisco. He was lieutenant governor for 8 years. Of course they know him. And there was a lot of money that went behind him. They saw a lot of TV commercials about how great he was. So.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing how
I don't always believe what you hear in a commercial. I guess that.
But what's more notable right now in California is that there are two other recalls going on, in addition to Gavin Newsom. So the whole state, it's like signing petitions. It's kind of great.
Get them out.
Yeah, the district attorney in Los Angeles, who is very controversial, George Gascon. There are a lot of victims' rights groups who have gotten together, a lot of victims of violent crime that have gotten together to start a recall against him. That's underway, and it was announced this week also yesterday that the district attorney in San Francisco, Chesa Bodine, is also starting up. They're recalling him. So watch out. We love it around here.
Fanatic Fridays. Here we have them. All right, so Joe Biden last night did a sort of a an interesting presidential speech. Yeah, you ladies watch Biden call for us to mark our independence from this virus. Very solemn, kind of a sturdy take on the first primetime address. And so what did we take away from this? A lot of talk about vaccines and giving money. $1,400 should come your way by the weekend. et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We all know this is the one-year anniversary this week, he took a shot at Trump, which is unnecessary. But at any rate, here we go.
Well, I think more than that, moving ahead. There was a lot of talk about the vaccines and the vaccines this and the vaccines that. And it was almost as if he was trying to take credit for the vaccines. And so I think he was talking about how a woman came up to him and he said he'd always tell the truth. And I felt like there wasn't a lot of truth in his address. I mean, I give him credit for being able to stand up there and deliver it, because a lot of people have been criticizing him for whether or not he has the wherewithal to do that kind of stuff. And he did it. But the content of the speech, I felt, was just a lot of inaccuracies, untruths, and maybe not the full story. The reason we have a
vaccine. So what is the full story?
The reason we have a vaccine is because that the Trump administration, on day one of learning about the virus, Trump said, let's start working on a vaccine. He put into effect Operation Warp Speed, which totally sped along this process. For good or bad, I'm not saying that it's even the best thing. I mean, there are a lot of people who are questioning whether or not they're going to get the vaccine because it was developed so quickly. So I'm not saying it's good or bad, but if we're talking about the truth is that we have a vaccine today because of the work of the previous administration.
Well, and whoever the previous administration would have been, they'd have had to do something. I'm not taking away from.
Oh no, they'd have. Look, absolutely, that's true. But you know that it takes between 5 and 10 years. 5 is the fast bet to get a vaccine on the market, and it was because of this Operation Warp Speed that Trump came up with that they were able to speed things along, for good or bad. I'm not saying it's perfect, but I'm saying the reason we have it now in this short amount of time is because of Trump. And I don't think it was necessarily appropriate to try to seem like it was all the Biden administration's doing to get this vaccine and start spreading it out.
Politicians, they're going to do that. Trump would do the same thing. They all do the same thing. Gavin,
but I also get to react the same way. They might all be the same, but when you say, what did you think? Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
I love that he addressed racism and attacks on Asian Americans and that it all needs to stop.
Attacks on Asian Americans. I missed that
attacks?
One.
Attacks? Racism and attacks?
Excuse me, I got that.
Are you thinking tax, right. T-A-X?
Yes, T-A-X, yes, right. All right, got that. So, for many people, when you look back at the age of Ronald Reagan when he was president and looking at Biden, he looks sort of like Grandpa Amos and the real McCoys, and people, a lot of people thought Ronald Reagan was the same. He had that secure sort of softness. Yet solid sternness. That's the only thing that I saw. I was in and out of it for a few minutes. This is halfway through the first 100 days of his administration. And so 77% of Americans who feel that they are in a worse place. Of course, you're in the worst. Who wouldn't? I'm surprised there's only 77%. As far as I'm concerned, everybody is worse off now than they were before in some way. Whether it's emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever it is, mentally, you're worse off. There's nobody who can tell me and be convincing that, oh, I'm better off today than I was a year ago. No, that's nonsense. You aren't better off in one way or another in many ways. So we kind of need to put our oars in the water and row the same way, though, a little bit more than we are, frankly. Prince William, a big, tough guy that he is, insisting that his family is not racist. Nobody said his family was racist, other than maybe the point.
A lot of people are. Yeah, Meghan
Markle.
People are talking about it now. But no, she said one person. She said one person made a comment.
It's the institution, or the firm, or whatever it is. And I'm reading between the lines here. My friends in England think that the people who are really in charge of maneuvering, manipulating, planning, if you will, what the royals do, they're the people, they say that they're protecting the integrity of the royal family, of the bloodline, that sort of thing. And it's not necessarily
true,
somebody.
But I think everybody thinks it's either Prince Charles or Camilla. It seems that that's what everybody is looking at as far as who
the two of them are losers. Yeah, there's a lot of losers. The people in the. So why doesn't the Queen, I suppose the outside question is, why does the Queen, put her foot down? And tell everybody in the royal family, look, this is it. You don't like it? Hit the road. And that's kind of like, even
well,
though she's,
according
what, she's 96
to the, her statement from Buckingham Palace, it seems like she is doing that. And my takeaway, one of my takeaways from the interview with Oprah and Harry and Meghan, is that it's not just the royal family. There are,
keep
referring to the firm, that there are other people that might be higher up that people aren't aware of. People that are in charge of the Queen herself.
Yeah, that's what I just said, more or less. And then there is dealing with the tabloids in England that are race mongers, race baiters. You know, they just, they do what they do because they sell newspapers. Interesting psyche, the Brits, how they love the royal family, but how they love their tabloids and that are always dumping on the royal family. That's a really interesting microcosm.
Well, salacious.
Yeah, I suppose
but
it is.
I just, I feel, you know, I'm no fan of Piers Morgan, but one thing I think that he's right about is that if you're going to make claims about racism, it is unfair to make it broad because then it besmirches the whole family. And when you make a claim like this that is very serious, then you ought to put it on somebody. I don't buy that she was trying to be classy. If she was trying to be classy, she wouldn't have brought it up at all. I think right now it is very powerful to say that someone is racist. That's how you take them down. That's what the woke cancel culture is about. That's how
there
you
is.
Bring people down when you use that racist word. So if you're going to use it, you know, you have to know
but
that
there's
power behind it.
She had the perfect foil
it.
In Oprah. Oprah was perfect for that, to lay that down. Perfect.
And that's why I'm saying, if you're going to make those claims, make the claim. Don't just kind of, just, you know, intimate that it's someone around them. Make the claim if you're going to bring it up.
How much you're going to be paying for gasoline in the next half hour of the DJV program with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen. There are a lot of people talking about your weight. Well, maybe not your weight, but about their weight or about weight. And there was some discussion yesterday, I think we had on the program, about belly fat and how it can adapt to resist the weight loss strategies that a lot of people are using to try to shed more of their weight. So I can assure you as I sit here that the one way to get around that is to use a product that is aimed at getting rid of this deadly belly fat that you have and that weight. As Ken Kronhaus says many times, he's never seen a 90-year-old obese person. It just doesn't happen. So if you're going to go down the road to getting rid of, I think yesterday I was talking about if you can pull your stomach out and you got 3 inches of belly fat there, time to take some pretty serious action. And that action can come in the form of using Kellitrin, the natural weight loss formula that really is superb. It works. You'll love it because of the effects that it has on you and the results that it will have in the all-natural way, which is what we all, I think most of us have any common sense, want to eat and live our life in a natural way. So check it out, toploss.com. is the place to go to get healthy the right way using Kellitrin as your weight loss product, preferred weight loss product. Kellitrin at toploss.com. Get the BOGO deal, 1 and 1, or 2 and 2, or 4 and 4, as many as you want. You can double the order, and you don't have to pay for shipping when you use the code DJV at checkout.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A big deal on ink. That's kind of a big deal.
Staples has the technology, furniture, and supplies you need for a totally productive workspace.
And right now, you can earn 25% back in Staples rewards when you spend $75 on ink or $175 on toner.
Shop in store or get same day delivery powered by Instacart.
Ends 3/13/21. Limit 4 in store and on Instacart only. Visit staplesconnect.com/ink rewards for details. Instacart delivery subject to availability. Additional fees may apply.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The hour now on the DJV Friday program. Doug with Jennifer and Jay. Jay's job here is to go through the trending stories. There's a bill proposed in California. Let's get to that right after this.
It's all about the nose. It's your air filter, the first line of defense against bacteria and viruses. If too many germs get stuck in your nose, guess what? You get sick. That's why it's so important to keep your nose clean, just like washing your hands. Nasal irrigation gets rid of germs by rinsing the nasal cavity, but neti pots are hard to use and, frankly, kind of gross. Now there's a better way to keep your nose clean and help your body protect itself. It's called Navage Nasal Care. Navage uses powered suction to flush out allergens, mucus, bacteria, and viruses. Millions use Navage for fast, all-natural relief from sinus congestion and allergies, and to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier without drugs. Navage is easy to use, affordable, and comes with an absolute guarantee of satisfaction. You wash your hands and brush your teeth every day. Now it's time to start cleaning your nose with Navage. At Navage.com, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, Target, and Rite Aid. Navage, NAVAGE. Clean nose, healthy life.
Okay, so let's go back. It seems like this program, half of it, maybe it's because Jennifer is there, at least a third of it comes from California, only because they have such rock stars there when it comes to idiocy. So, Jay.
Number one.
That's it, with a bullet. All right, what's being proposed in California that certainly will make moms and dads very happy?
A bill that would ban gendered signs designating boys and girls sections at large retailers. So this would include the clothing section, childcare sections, the toy section. And if the bill is passed, it would go into effect January 1st, 2024. And this is for retailers with more than 500 employees. So looking at
retailers. Why is this necessary? Why is this life and death? Why is this important? Jennifer, you have a read on this, or is there some explanation?
I don't think it's life and death. I just don't think that it's up to the state right now to tell retailers who are already suffering after a pandemic how to display their stuff. And so, why?
Did you talk about this on your program yesterday?
I did.
And what was the reaction?
People are ticked off. They're sick of it. It's not only the cultural impact of just trying to make to take away gender norms and the word normal and all of this stuff because it's supposed to be damaging to the culture. Okay, that's one element of it. But then I think the practical element of it is that California is willing to go in and give $1,000 fines for brick-and-mortar stores who don't follow along. As they're just getting back to business, things are just starting to reopen. They're at limited capacity and have been for a year. Why is it now time for the government to go say, here's $1,000, make significant changes in how you display things in your store?
Yeah. Well, if the thing's passed, it wouldn't be until 2024. Right. I don't understand why a bill for this actually needs to be done, although the outcome, I'm for it. I mean, when it comes to toys, it doesn't matter what agenda. Growing up, I know a lot of guys who shopped in the girls' section and girls who shopped in the guys' section.
But it's not shopping. It's changing into the clothing, right? In the dressing room?
No.
It's talking about, you know, when you go into a large retail store and you go to the clothing section, you have the boys' section and then you have the girls' section.
Like they have
section.
The adults, they have the men's section and the women's section.
Yeah, so they just wouldn't be labeled anymore. And again, it's not just clothing, it's child care.
But why? They're not doing that with adult clothes. And I got to tell you, I don't have time to go into a clothing section and flip through men's clothing to try to find my stuff. I want to go in, find the stuff that I'm looking for, and move on. If you want to buy boy stuff and you've got a girl, go. Good on you. No one's stopping you. But why not have a system of organization?
The Grammys are this weekend. It looks like a horrible show from the promos that I've seen. The Weeknd agrees with me, right, Jay?
He's boycotting after receiving zero Grammy nominations. I mean, he's had chart-topping album hit songs. I mean, one of his songs was the song of 2020, kind of. And he just is claiming that they're a secret committee, so he's not going to support them.
They don't like blacks.
Attend them,
is that
and he
what
will not
saying?
Allow his
racist?
Work to. I don't think he's stating the racist comment. I haven't seen that. I could be wrong, but I have not read that he stated anything racist. Right. He cites that there are secret committees, though, that determine which nominees, which artists are nominated.
He's in that radio, too. 28 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices every day.
Here's today's Top 100 Tech Story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Enhanced commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is outlining a plan that he says will move the U.S. past the coronavirus pandemic. He said he's increasing the amount of vaccine we have available.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well.
He said the goal will be reached by his 60th day in office. On Wednesday, he announced 100 million more doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that are being purchased by the government. He said he'll deploy 4,000 more active duty troops to support vaccination efforts and will allow more people, including med students and dentists, to help administer vaccines. He set a goal for July 4th for what he calls the independence from the virus. Before the speech, Biden signed the $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation. The Communist Party in China has taken over the elections in Hong Kong. With more, here's USA's Lance Pry.
China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation and allowing a pro-Beijing panel to vet patriotic candidates.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Connecting with like-minded folks around the country and around the world, sometimes for 30 minutes, sometimes for 3 hours. Stay as long as you like and get as much out of the program as you can. We're broadcasting around the clock around the world. Sounds like the beginning of a movie, doesn't it? DJV Show. Yeah, you can find us at DJV Show, right, Jay? Go to DJVShow.com.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah. And you can, but you can listen to the program anytime you like at DJVShow.com. Today, celebrating National Girl Scout Day. The long and the short of it, something like this. If you want something that really will impact your children, I think Girl Scouts are a good way to do it, in my experience, and Boy Scouts as well. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of an issue. But anyway, it's and so is it cookie time, actually? Is that why it's Girl Scout Day? Cookies, when do they?
It is cookie time, yeah. And the reason I know this is because of the weird pandemic stuff. I was driving to my dad's house the other day, and there are signs, big homemade, like, cardboard signs.
Yeah.
That say, Girl Scout cookies, this way. We're selling Girl Scout cookies, this way. And they're like arrows. And I can't tell you how much I wanted to follow those arrows. Thankfully, I kept driving. But I think you can even buy them online this year, but it's almost time for it to come to an end. So if you want them, I think you got to get them pretty fast.
All this talk makes me hungry. I love Girl Scout cookies.
What's your
the
favorite
lemon
Girl
ones.
Scout cookie? The
lemon.
Lemon, okay.
The lemon.
Jay, what's
I
yours?
Like
Thin Mints, but you have to put them in the freezer.
Frozen Thin Mints, yeah.
Yes.
I like the Thin Mints, and I like the Samoas a lot, too.
Do you have to put them all in the freezer?
So they all you put the whole box in there, and then they last
I mean, you
can, too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay, well, let's see what the price of gasoline is going to be. If you're in California, you're already pretty much there. $4 a gallon gasoline. That's what some people are predicting. Industry executives resisting their usual impulse to pump more oil out of the ground. That keeps energy prices going up since Joe Biden became president. Not suggesting it's his doing. I guess some of it maybe. Who knows? Policy-wise. We were about 204, the average. 199 to 209. Pretty much at beginning of January. Right now, yesterday I paid $2.84 a gallon for gasoline. So in, less than 3 months, gone up 80 cents. So there's a cyclical part to this because people want to drive in the summertime. Last year they didn't, and the prices went down because nobody's using gas. The anticipation here is that people are going to be going everywhere this summer. As I said yesterday, the airlines, especially the big ones, all three yesterday, Southwest and Delta and American, all canceled all the furloughs that they had sent, the furlough notices to their employees for two reasons. One, bookings are way up. Two, the government made sure that they got a couple of $1 billion apiece in this latest round of bailouts. So they feel like they better bring everybody back and get back to running their schedules. So let's hope that that's going to have an impact. But it'll have, if they're selling cheap seats now, that probably, if they get the encouragement and people are trying to book, that'll push the prices up along with whatever jet fuel costs. The only airline that can really control, and I don't know why they all don't do this, but Delta owns a refinery. Did you know that? They have they make their own jet fuel, so they don't have to depend on anybody else, and the other companies do. But that makes a whole lot of sense. That was pretty smart. So we've got the $4 gasoline. What are you paying now down in Nashville, Jay, for gas?
$2.50 a gallon.
All right, so that's
always low
down.
Could you wrap some up and send some to me, please?
Yeah. When I was in California, 2 weeks ago? It was three in the high threes, low fours, yeah, depending on where you go.
It's gone up. I think for 50 days, I think it's gone up, which, that's how long Biden's been president. It is at, it's right under, if you want regular, it's right under the $4 mark. And if you want, 89 or 92, it's 420, 423,
which is a waste of money,
I've seen.
For the most part. For most, you use a regular and that's it. So gas prices have, looking across the board here, the last month alone, gas prices have gone up 35 cents a gallon on average. So there we go. $4 a gallon in some states this summer. Hiss, boo, boo, hiss. Goldman Sachs, however, with good news on the economy, did you see this? They have predicted a big boom in hiring, big boom in jobs. Rollout of the vaccines and all the financial aid injected into the economy. There was a positive jobs report from last month. People have accumulated more savings. That's what the question was asked, what are you going to do with your $1,400 relief payment?
Yeah.
You know what most people said? They don't need it. They're going to bank it.
And that doesn't help.
So why are we doing
it? Right. Well, that's one of the things. And this is, I know my criticism can be great for one party over the other, but both parties have gotten into this mode of spending. And so in total so far, we've spent $5 trillion. People can't even imagine that money in stimulus bills and relief bills and wish list bills and pork and whatever else was in the, all of the bills in total in the last year. So $5 trillion. Yeah, the economy might feel really good right now. But when does inflation kick in? Because that has to happen. You can't spend this kind of money that we've spent in the last year and not feel it. And China's scurrying. You love to talk about China. They're scurrying to buy up all of our debt. What does this do to us?
Yep, and it makes us more
vulnerable. And again, we're in a hard place. Like, what do you do? When the government puts you out of work, then they have to subsidize your income. But I think we're going to look back at closing things down for a full year and go, this was not
the best
move. Why
did we do this? It was ridiculous. Right. Yeah, it was asinine. We played right into the Chinese. They release this virus to screw up the world. I mean, they have it planned. They've got it out. They've got it down. So we'll screw up the world's economy. Then we'll loan everybody money, and we'll control their banks, and we'll be in charge. Maybe they'll do what they want to be by 2050. They want to be the world's most powerful country. Maybe they can do it a little faster if they, kill a couple of million Muslims over there, get them out of the way, kill a couple of million of their own people. They don't care. They give them the virus. We'll move out, move around. So that's what we're faced with. But then the other side of it is, if you're looking at this in a superficial way, and people, they want to pay their bills, they want to be able to eat, have a place to live. And so Gold is not the only one. There are other prognosticators that say the U.S. is going to reclaim the losses and maybe exceed prior levels of employment. And hopefully that will be because we have been smart enough. There was nothing in this bill to incentivize, I don't think, unless I missed something, Jennifer, to incentivize bringing our businesses back to America. Instead, we're playing politics. No, I haven't seen a thing. So where these people are, they have their head stuck right nicely where the sun doesn't shine, sadly. Okay, so let's see what else is happening. I'm looking at the talkers list for this week, which we will discuss in detail in the next couple of hours of the DJV program. Andrew Cuomo seems to be on a hit parade this week. Anything new? Anybody else come forward, or is it just the six? Actually, just the six. That's
well, it's just one. The six, but the sixth one is really bad. She is saying, and she's unnamed because of the severity of the accusation that he fondled her, that when she got to the governor's mansion to work, he put his hands up her shirt and touched her inappropriately, and now they brought the Albany police in to start investigating this. So the calls, I think, from almost every single person in the state legislature, it's now for him to resign, Democrats and Republicans alike. He says he's not going to. He thinks that he wants the investigation to continue. I think in all of this, we're losing sight of the nursing home scandal, but it's not a good day to be Andrew Cuomo, that's for sure.
No, yeah, the sexual harassment claims they've turned into straight-up sexual assault with this last one.
Isn't it really amazing how people think they can get away with that stuff, but there's such hubris. One of the story on Law & Order SVU last night was about a judge who, he was above the law. He could do whatever he wanted to, and that's what he thought because he was a white guy. I mean, that was the theme.
Forget race, but haven't you noticed that the loudest people who are there the loudest to criticize others are the ones who always have stuff in their closet? And, for example, it's always the super conservative senators who speak out against gay marriage and all these things that always have, like, some salacious thing going on in their closet.
Yeah, yeah.
Andrew Cuomo came out against Brett Kavanaugh and wanted to hang him up by a tree without due process and was loud about that. We have to get him out. We have to disqualify him. Trump's a womanizer, blah, blah, blah. And now all of this comes out. It's like it's the ones who are always the loudest that seem to have the most going on behind the scenes. It's so bizarre.
Here's a Georgetown University law professor who she got fired yesterday because she said her worst students are black. She's a racist, according to them. I wonder how you measure. Did she have a chance to explain what she meant? Or was it just as soon as those words came out of her mouth, see ya? The Black Law Students Association named the professor as Sandra Sellers. She could be, blatant and shameless racism is what they're charging her with. The Sellers was talking about a black student when she said that their answers were a bit jumbled. I guess there are a couple of professors involved in this. There was one who was in a meeting with her and agreed with her sentiment about blacks and their ability to study. Meanwhile, the law school dean at Georgetown University says the video of these remarks is abhorrent and reprehensible. When is this going to stop? I mean, I feel like there's more of it around. Is it because there really is more of it around, or we're paying more attention to it, or it's time we did. I get.
Well, I think the goalposts have moved when it comes to racism. You know, if you grew up when I did in the 80s, it was all about treating people equally, not seeing skin color. That's how I feel right now. Yeah. I feel like I look at individuals. Everybody's guilty of stereotyping. Yeah. But and anybody who says they're not, they're lying. That's how our brain classifies stuff. But as far as treating people equally and looking at people as equals, that's how I was raised and that's what I do. But that's no longer good enough. Now they're saying that's not enough, that it has to be about
preference.
About
back
no,
to
it has
preference.
To be
but that's
about
because not everybody was
equity.
Raised that way, Jen.
Right. Well, it's not about equity anymore. Now it's, I'm sorry, not about equality anymore. It's about equity. So instead of saying, like, equality means everybody has the same opportunity to earn $100, equity means that we have to wait around while everybody has that $100 or we have to subsidize that. And so it's different. I think the goalposts have moved.
So everybody does
like Sharon
not
Osbourne's
have.
The, Sharon Osbourne's a perfect example of this. And Jay, you brought it up the other day. Do you, because she says, Piers Morgan is my friend, I know he's not a racist, so I don't like what he said, but, you know, he's my friend. And she gets attacked by people on her talk show for standing by her friend because she just doesn't realize that underneath it all, she's a racist, too. She doesn't realize
oh,
she's
God
a racist.
No, but that was the context you took from it, because I watched that, and they weren't attacking her. They were trying to educate her as to why other people were upset. And they even kept claiming, they even kept stating, Sharon, you're our friend. We know you are not racist.
Yeah. I got this from somebody who was listening to me talk about our mayor who happened to be black, and this guy conveniently said, you're a racist. And I said, really, how's that? And he said, well, because all you do is say that the mayor's doing a lousy job. Okay, is the mayor doing a good job? No, but that's not the point. No, the point is you wouldn't talk about her that way if she wasn't black. I said, it most certainly would. I've softened my approach to her and what she's done. Rather than not, because somebody will say, just like you did, that I'm a racist because I don't like the black mayor, which is a load of cow crap. And it really offends me.
Yeah,
and I don't
know. Everybody knows
you.
They know
down.
That you don't like anybody in elected office.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Regardless of religion.
Across
race.
The board, right. I'm an equal opportunity destroyer when it comes to politicians, yes. All right, let's see if we can. Did you know that? I think we missed this yesterday. It was National Wash Your Nose Day. Did you know that?
Uh-oh.
Yesterday? We missed it. Doggone it. And there I am squirting some clear into my nostrils so that I can have everything clean, clear through and deodorized too. Yep. The global winner, as it turns out, in creating natural, convenient, xylitol-based sinus care products is Clear. And because it is clear that clear is the best, and that yesterday was National Wash Your Nose Day, I thought I'd underscore this by, I guess, kind of reviewing some of the things that are quick and easy to understand. Your nose is the number one site of infection in your body. 80% of the primary care physicians who are treating people for upper respiratory issues. That is what gets into your body through your nose. So nose washing reduces exposure to all these pollutants, allows the body to learn how to deal with them, and the quick and easiest way to do it is to use Clear. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Look at the science. That speaks for itself, as a matter of fact, speaks volumes. The science proves this is the right way to take care of your nose, to take care of yourself. Check it out, and to purchase not only online, but wherever you're, like the grocery store or your drugstore, whatever it is, get it and use it. Clear, X-L-E-A-R.com.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after the hour, time at the end of the week for us to go through the top 5 technology stories. Victoria's been off this week, so it rests on my shoulders to present you this information. I guarantee I did not glean it, but I have a working knowledge of this, so it's not going to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, which sometimes happens when we get to technology, and no more comments from anybody else about my knowledge of things other than maybe weak, well, sports and technology. So we won't do any sports in the technology report. We'll bring you from number 5 to number 1. And at number 5, social media giant Facebook has been accused of illegally stifling competition. Really? What a shock that is, huh? Facebook pushing back. There were antitrust laws filed by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission this week, and pretty much all the state attorneys general alleging that Facebook failed to show that the company illegally stifled competition. Facebook said it asked a federal court to dismiss the lawsuits. The suits accused them of anti-competitive prices, like purchasing its rivals instead of competing with them. Federal regulators want a court to potentially order Facebook to spin off Instagram, for example, and WhatsApp. You know, they're going to break them up like they did with the old AT&T about 35 or 40 years ago. Government ignores, Facebook says, the realities of the fierce competition we face every day. You know what? That's a load of crap. Look at how much money Zuckerberg is worth and how much what the value of Facebook is, and you can just laugh at that statement. Number four on our list of the top five this week in terms of technology, Apple, which comes under scrutiny following the Capitol insurrection, kicked out of the App Store. Apple has reportedly told Parler that it can't, I misphrased that. Apple says to Parler, out of the App Store. That's basically the story, in fact. Apple banned this network, which is popular with the extremist groups around the country. A lot of conspiracy theorists, after all the stuff happened on the Capitol on January 6th. They posted photos. We all know what they did. It was a lot of mayhem. So Apple says there's no place for hateful, racist, discriminatory content on our App Store. So from now on, you can hit the road. Don't count on us to spew your messages. That's basically the bottom line of that. Number three this week on our hit parade of the top five technology stories is a focus on T-Mobile starting a new program that collects and shares data with advertisers in order to show you ads more relevant to your interests. Man, is this a pain, right? More into-your-face stuff. Customers will be included by default. In other words, you don't have any say if you have T-Mobile, but you can opt out, but you'll be considered in it until you tell them you want out of it. So there's a change in this privacy policy this week. The policy will affect both T-Mobile and Sprint because they have merged, and the carrier shares info, browsing data, apps that use that kind of stuff with potential advertisers. One more way to get in your face and to lose basically what privacy you think you have, which you really don't have. Number two on the list of the top five is a Google focus. They've said they're going to commit $25 million in grants to nonprofits that address economic inequities faced by women and young girls as the next Google.org Impact Challenge. Their challenges are a way for them to give money and support to nonprofits with ideas for working towards solving certain problems. Past impact challenges have covered topics like artificial intelligence and climate change. So I guess that's probably good news. Good, you don't always hear good things about Google or any of these big giant companies. And speaking of that, the number one item this week is about giant Microsoft. They have exchanged attackers. Let's dig into this. A vulnerability Microsoft has already fixed in a security update this week is wreaking havoc on businesses and has caught the attention of the White House. Microsoft last week released an emergency security update for its Exchange email and communication software, patching a security hole in versions of the software going back to 2013. But as customers slowly update their systems, there are signs that at least 30,000 organizations around the country have already been hit by hackers who stole email communications they're trying to do, sell your information. So some security experts this is the report from Brian Krebs, in fact. He says that these people have hit infectious disease researchers and law firms, defense contractors, higher ed institutions, non-governmental organizations. Researchers who identified the flaw had seen attackers exploiting the vulnerability 2 months ago. Microsoft said it's working to provide guidance for its customers. All right, so there you go, a problem for Microsoft users. And that's how we end.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.